כללי הסדנה. בסדנת חיבור אין חשובים יותר או חשובים פחות. כולם שווים וחשובים מאוד. אנחנו לא שוללים.
On a unity workshop, everyone's equal. We do not negate, we do not struggle, but we only add. The true solution won't come from knowledge or your verbal abilities, but only from the connection. Good luck. Okay, we're now having a workshop according to the same passage which we read. And my first question will be,
הבדל בין המדרגות הרוחניות שאנחנו...
The difference between the spiritual degrees we want to advance on. First of all, the difference is in the deficiency. A deficiency can reach us in two forms. Either that it develops itself through the engine that's called the nature of creation and evolution, the influence of the lights over the vessels and the global form, and then I develop slowly, like the whole of humanity, toward the goal. Or I hasten my development and I have to invent the deficiency at a speed that depends on me. And the deficiency which I invent for the advancement, the clearer the deficiency, the more targeted it is, the clearer to me it is in its sophistication, the closer it is to realization. Then that deficiency is ready to advance me and lead me to advancement on the next following spiritual degree, which is more bestowal, more love, more connection, more of the importance of the Creator. And then this deficiency, it really comes almost directly with the fulfillment. How can we protect ourselves, keep ourselves from falling into beastliness in between the degrees, but to progress as quickly as possible in formating the right deficiency? What means do we have? What means do we have in order to progress quickly from one spiritual degree to the next, so that I'll be able to count them 1,000 states per day, and not that a day goes by the way it was in the morning, the same it is in the evening of that very day? What means are at my disposal in order to hasten my spiritual development? Please.
I have friends that I can look at every morning and really catch importance from them and some envy that awakens me. And even a quick smile or a hug can change an entire day for you. Many times I kind of feel that this heaviness and something very little, like a friend that gives you a glass of water or just something that shows that the environment is aware of my existence, is quickly inspiring me to in the direction of searching for what can I do.
From the center of the group to get into the itkalelut, meaning that enter the friend no matter what he speaks. The main thing is for me is to enter him and mingle with him and speak shortly. Main thing.
Men's most powerful means are the Rav group and the books, and each time we have to approach them with a correct lack, and then they become means for you.
I'd add to that dissemination, and in general, any action that is hard for the ego to do, that the ego resists, that the ego sees it as something tasteless.
If we're talking about difficult actions, then helpmate against thee, your woman, is also a very effective and strong means if you use the connection with her as a key for a spiritual advancement.
Framework, and it's impossible to keep the framework unless it's connected to the group and to the obligations, and the most useful thing is to care for the actions which unite the friends.
To add two things, thankfulness, meaning the ability to appreciate the smallest connection you have from the moment you open your eyes until you go to sleep, and that increases the connection. And secondly, the degree that Rav put us in on Shabbat, which is to connect the whole reality, the most external part of it, to the wholeness that was attained with the chavurim, with the friends. And this adds the lack, to connect that degree to the Creator.
Rav, books, dissemination, anything that on the one hand awakens, on the other hand doesn't allow us to escape our obligations, and together.
Mostly activity within the group, and as well as dissemination and such activities. All of that strengthens the group, any activity that strengthens the group.
So to all the time be connected to the actions that the group takes, wherever there can be contact with the friends, that a person can get an example, that he can be envious, that he can tie himself to a regular day-to-day framework, to have a tight schedule, obligations that he takes upon himself with respect to the group, with respect to different activities that the group's doing, tie himself to the sources, and from the sources to get the deficiency while he has the strength and he's innocent, tie himself to the deficiencies. And not to escape the scrutinization, meaning that a moment that he can recall, a moment that he can scrutinize, not to run from the scrutinization, but to deepen in it.
And to always envision the circle where friends from all over the world are sitting together. They all want to be similar to the light, to bestow, and I'm holding everyone together at the center of the group.
To be in the middle as much as you can, not to feel myself separate from what's going on before my eyes, because every moment I can see an example for connection, or every moment I can see an example for someone who exerts himself more than I exert myself, and to transcend to the following degree, to feel that our hardship is mutual. It's not my particular, it's not someone's happiness in particular, but it's a general state that we have to all search in it a bit more together.
The daily lesson, this has to be the center of our life, that we're coming with a lack, that the prayer of the heart will be answered, that the center of the circle will live among us, all the friends all over the world, to appreciate these moments of mercy that we receive during the day, to connect the friends all over the world.
Not to be afraid that every second you feel disconnection. If you want to rise 1,000 times a day, you have to feel disconnection 1,000 times a day. I'm all the time disconnected. I like being in connection. And caring for the friend, for him to constantly be in connection, there's endless work about that. And somehow it seems to me that I finished it, then I can care for others. Where? There's all the work in the world there, caring for others.
Tying yourself to a certain friend, having taken the responsibility that without you he'll fall. Not something, in general, but something real, something that has to do with his necessity or his relations at home or how he gets to the lesson. Something, you know, that if a person is not, if you're not there for the person, then he falls. And it makes things a lot sharper and forces you into this experience.
The main thing, or our main progress, comes from the influence of the environment, because my beast, my body, will always drag me in different forms to lay on the couch, and I won't be able to resist. It happens when you didn't really pay attention to it, doing different things that aren't connected to the goal. Maybe these are things that are very hard for realization, different work, different goals, but it won't be connected to the spiritual goal. Because it's not simply that my body pulls me to the couch. Here it's in the meaning of something anti-spiritual, meaning that the body will let me work very hard on the street or anything, but the spiritual exertion, which is an inner exertion, maybe on this exertion I'll sit and I won't work physically, but the exertion is closer to spirituality. The closest exertion to spirituality is the hardest and most, and my ego hates it most. And unless I tie myself by iron chains to be connected to the spiritual theme, for sure I will not be able to discern whether I'm in it or not. Because I'm working hard, I'm doing big things, but they aren't exactly on the spiritual path. I myself cannot examine where I am, because I'm bribed, egoistically bribed. I myself, I can't hold myself at the spiritual goal, because I have no criticism over myself, but as it says, that from the moment that a person reaches the environment, after he reaches the environment, he's simply under their influence, like clay in the haze in the hands of a potter. So how can we practically tie ourselves right now after the Congress so we won't fall but will progress, and that we always go forward by way of hastening? How can I be sure that tomorrow, even today, I won't fall and I don't forget, I have no criticism over it, but in advance, I already have to decide, determine that I'm bowing my head down, searching beneath my feet for greater deficiencies so I can progress. Because if I'm not caring for a greater deficiency every moment, then I'm already not on the path for advancement. So it's clear? How do I practically tie myself by iron chains, really, to the right advancement, ceaseless advancement toward the goal? Please. Recommend each other. And also our friends from the world, recommend each other how to do it. Because the moment we won't do it, we'll disconnect, and actually, if not help from above, till the end of our life, we can be in things that are next to it, but it's not really the spiritual path. Please.
My tip is to not have any personal engagements, to be transparent towards the friends, to share with them every thought or decision that I think of doing, and try to do things with some other friends, even things, you know, in life like sports or activities or studies or anything, because then when I want to escape or have some wrong judgment, I'll always have an indication of whether to do it or not.
After a tight schedule and responsibility toward the friends, to refer to each moment as the only existing moment, and at that point to hold a circle of friends where there's no me, there's only care for the friends, for them to be in the center of the group, and then inside that circle as much as you can to try and connect the whole of reality.
To commit and to play. To commit to be responsible for each friend, for the entire group, that the group's thought is my responsibility, that everything I do is either strengthening or weakening to the group. So even when I'm not thinking about the goal, I'm playing, acting out, and showing the friends that I am doing it, and making commitments about actions towards the group, whether it's, you know, adding another lesson or another duty or responsibility, things that when I'll forget, the group immediately remembers.
Okay, the guy is engaged in radio. We have this opportunity that fell into our laps really from heaven, because we got into the whole radio theme, seeing how can we strengthen it. We had a meeting yesterday, and maybe Friday or Thursday we'll have broadcast, and we meet, and we do. And you really feel how immediately there's a whole mess around it, meaning that they're, so to speak, crimes, and love immediately covers it. Meaning all the time being in action, to be mixed as much as you can with the friends from overseas, all the time. Soon they're leaving, so you have to be integrated with everyone as much as you can. If you do that, don't worry, immediately the next following degree will reveal and you'll have what to overcome.
We have to be always in concern for each other. If we are physically together or not, that the arvut field will work on us, so that in every action I do during the day, I'll be able to tie myself to the purpose of creation, and only the friends can make sure that I remain in that. Another thing is to think about how to turn the daily lesson into something that is more vivid, that as many friends as possible will be from all over the world, will be alert, on fire, active. This is something we started doing already through the workshop, and I think we have to think what's next, together with Rav, to turn the lesson into something that we can really, a place where we can really get emotionally and internally connected, so that during the day we'll have this power of the force field that guards us regardless of where we are.
And this field, you can build it if you use every moment in life for creating a circle in which you raise the importance of the goal. Really helps me. I try every moment. I'm with friends. I'm in the car with them after the lesson, going home, coming home in the evening, having a meal, workshop. A workshop could be for 3 minutes. Instead of simply blah, blah, speaking, you know, about nothing, speaking from the center of the circle, how can we raise the goal?
When from the center of the circle there is a shared responsibility,
the question is more about what do I do today in order to tie myself in hastening to the goal. Not how it was and what will be theoretically, but starting today, practically, what do I do in order to tie myself to the hastened advancement toward the goal?
I would take responsibility with the friends towards any circle that I can grasp, whether it's within the group or outside the group, meaning to develop more and more shared responsibilities. It's possible in any way, as long as someone demands from us. We make a commitment and someone says, you have a deadline, you have a time where you have committed yourself to do something.
I don't know. Today, most of your life, most of the day, simply wasted. I'd like it to be so that from the moment you wake up till the moment you go to sleep, the only thing you're engaged in is bestowing onto others. I don't know how you can make that happen, but
maybe to think of reality the way it is, that it's not like we're here and there's a lesson in friends, or there is some place to leave to when we talk about getting out during the day, but to really feel that if the friends are not thinking of you, if you haven't made any effort, if you didn't buy the friends so that you're in their hearts, if no one thinks of you, you won't advance anywhere, no one will ask you anything. And even if you think you're not disconnected, you are. Perhaps we need to think carefully so that no day will go in vain. What are we demanding from each friend in the group? And we're demanding that every friend will be shaken to exit himself, that is not doing it for himself, that is doing it for others, not guarding himself and trying to not be disconnected. He's trying to keep the others connected. Maybe to think of if I fly to Greece tomorrow, how will I keep thinking of the friends? How will the friends think of me when I'm not here? How to continue this circle and to integrate with everyone's work and to listen to the friends? Because the truth is, I'm not here. It's just this imaginary vision of me now that you have.
In a week, I'm going back to New York. And I think I can add more time during this week to connecting one of the groups around us to us, because all of our work is to add more and more, to enlarge our circle. So if every time I take care of someone who's smaller, then I always have that deficiency of working from below up. So working with the different groups, with Queens or New Jersey, and that really obligates me to stay connected to the center, very focused.
There's a role in dissemination that makes me committed to people, to be very, very watchful with respect to the time that I have to dedicate to taking care of them, and
to
update all the time, meaning to be in interaction with the lacks that demand from me this role, this responsibility that I have.
After all the scrutinizations and the thoughts and my attempts to stay on the path, not to disconnect, to all the time be in uplifted spirits and make sure that I don't fall and that I'm constantly headed for acquiring more and more deficiencies, I see that I myself, I can't guarantee anything about myself for the next moment. And anything that I decide about isn't really realized or comes out this way, but it all works according to my previous habits or the different confusions I'm undergoing in life. And I'm really needed of some kind of force that will constantly pressure me. Like, if we would have already been in a society that is constantly in uplifted spirits toward the goal, everyone knows how to advance, talking only about this, radio, television, everything's only about that, whatever there is, the air is really full. It's dense from this entire idea of the deficiency toward bestowal, toward love, toward transcending myself, and so on. But there is no such thing. And I see that if around me, this is the matter of environment. If there is no such environment, then I'm in it like in some kind of soup. I don't know. Something that's really dense. Something that really influences me through all of my through all cavities, through everything. I won't be able to be locked on the target. I'll escape for sure. How do we build such an environment so that we feel inside it like inside a soup? So we'll feel inside it like from all sides, that through all my different holes and punctures and wherever it comes through and necessitates me, wherever my ego is, exactly against that, there's the good influence of the group in consciousness, subconsciousness, in the different forms and ways, so that previously I was running from any spiritual work, and that's how it was for many years. How do I make it so that through the same lines now, society influences me this way, that I won't be able to escape, that I'm constantly in bestowal, under bestowal, fulfilling myself necessarily, even without any exertion of my own? Because I saw, I already saw in terms of exertion that I'm really weak. So how do we build an environment that will fill all of my receptacles so that it will fill all my receptacles with the greatness of the goal? Greatness of the goal. That then I make sure that I won't escape. What do I have to do? I have to pay them $1,000 every month. I have to work in the kitchen, do the dishes. I have to polish their shoes. What do I have to do in order to be sure that they will fill all my receptacles so that this is the only thing that I'll be in, 100% achishena, please?
In the end, it's like the friends said, I have to reach a state of responsibility and obligation, that the friends will obligate me, that my time is not mine and my thoughts and feelings are not mine. Today I was sat with a friend from Moscow who really cried from within, even outside as well. He said, I'm going back to 20 million people in Moscow, the garbage of humanity everywhere. How will you not forget to provide me with the importance of the goal when I'm there? After, you know, a serious discussion, and so we realized that until we feel his pain, we literally feel his pain, it won't obligate us. And then he suggested to break our finger, but that's a path of suffering. But he said, this is how you feel pain. But it's a path of suffering.
Okay, we've accumulated a lot of strength on this Congress, and we didn't wait for it to simply doze away because of being passive or something. So we need to forget that the stronger the center of the group, the more it influences us, so we have to strengthen it. So we have to create... We have to strengthen it. I don't know, through SMS, through whatever way. I make, suppose I accustom the friends to getting an SMS from me once a day with some quotation, and if I don't send that SMS that day, they'll call me and ask what's wrong. Or I make a habit of arranging the study room every day. And if I don't do it, and if I'm not there, then immediately they'll start asking, where are you? So let's obligate ourselves to do the smallest things.
Things that are simple for us to do, even things that the beast likes doing, to kind of screw myself into this system with things that I like doing, and then it becomes important to me because I like doing what I'm doing within the system, and that could perhaps is what will tie me, because the corporeal beast will like what it does and it'll want to strengthen it every time.
I don't have any special inventions coming to mind, but it would be really important if our entire day would be like a ongoing workshop where we don't leave the circle. That even when we're in physical contact or we're having some or we're doing something, whatever, to constantly keep to that format that we're doing everything in the workshop in the center of the group, and think how to turn the workshop that we're having now, how to make it more useful, more internal, sharper, concrete, so that we'll really be able to achieve the mutual force, for it to be like the pillar of fire, that whatever state a person's in, this pillar is burning inside his heart. I don't see any more intensive kli than the workshop. Everything else is important, so on, but how do you turn the workshop into a Kabbalistic workshop?
Because in a Kabbalist's workshop, which is what we're doing now, we're trying to connect our points in the hearts so that in the center of this connection, a higher mind will appear to us and will tell us how to see that the environment will keep bombing us with our minds and hearts with the importance of resembling the upper light.
We felt our heart getting this inner beat that got the blood and the oxygen, and we got a small taste of what it is to release that oxygen to others, to a more external circle that we invited to the Congress, and we really felt what it's like. The air, it became dense. By caring for others, you start feeling, they start feeling what we feel, and we start feeling more deeply. So just to give to more people, to more parts of my soul, a bit from what we're feeling, it's something that really anyone can bring us into this state. We don't have to search for the envy, maybe, or for the greatness of the friend, but any person that we want to bring closer, at least me, it puts me into this great concern. Can I pass on to him what I'm getting from you? Then I'm really ready, like a lion before he attacks.
I truly hope that we'll find ourselves in a dissemination activity that will force everyone to unite together and to look for the true lack, to have a workshop before every action. I think that only from this the salvation will come, that we'll go out every day and then come to the lesson.
We think that if I live in South America or Alaska or some remote place somewhere out there on some continent around the world, that the conditions are not good for advancement. We don't understand that this world is arranged by a spiritual field very precisely for each and everyone, down to the smallest details which we don't understand, that we don't know, that we can't identify. Therefore, before a person starts changing something around, or changing his place of living, or group, or different external forms, he has to make sure whether it's really necessary, or the problem is internal. Because this world is arranged with work, with your investment, with your work, with your family, with your everything, with the temptations. It's all correctly organized in a very suitable fashion, very precise manner toward the attainment of the goal. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been formed this way. And also what's said before us, every moment in life. It's also in order for us, it's in order for us to cope with it and overcome it from inside out. Meaning that the correction of the world is really so that through the inner efforts, we wipe out the external influences. Therefore, don't think that if we're all the time like on a congress, then we would advance quickly. Wouldn't advance. Because we wouldn't have realized what we have to do. We wouldn't have used, we wouldn't have processed all of the disturbances that are standing, that are coming our way, specifically so that we'll find the right means to advance. And therefore, we patiently, each one of us, wherever he is, under whatever circumstances he's under, we have to see how do we change our own private, particular attitude, each one of us, toward everything that's standing before us, physically, internally, mentally, for it not to be an obstacle, but as something that really helps me, as an aiding tool, so that connect to the Creator through anything there is, and to see great mercy that He is placing before me, actually tremendous mercy in order for me to connect to Him through all these things. As it says, that even if a sharp sword is put on your neck, do not be despaired of mercy. Everything, down to the sharp sword, it's all mercy. And there is no final obstacle put before a person, but only in order for him to advance through it. Therefore, we have to think, how do we invert our disturbances, as if disturbances, external disturbances, into them not standing in our way, but necessarily with them. Together, we strengthen ourselves, the connection between us, and with the central group, and with the teacher, and with the Creator. How do we do that? Maybe you can recommend each other how to do it, please. How? Specifically, through the disturbances that seem to us external at the moment, how can we strengthen ourselves and respect in our connection to the goal, and to see all these disturbances as help made against him, for Pharaoh to specifically bring us closer to our fathers in the heaven. To our Father in the heavens.
So, the friend from Russia can say, this is great, I have 20 million Russian people to go back to. I know I'm connected to the group. I know they'll drive me crazy a bit and pull me in different directions here and there, but because I'm connected to the group, I received this obstacle to jump over, and in general, any disturbance that comes. To see how to restrict ourselves a bit and not really delve into it and lose our mind there, but to identify that it's going to push us back and see that the friends are with us. They're always by our side. And then another disturbance will come, greater and more confusing. And again, the friends are with you. The group is with you. The Rav is with you. When the Rav and the group are with you, you can't get too confused. It doesn't matter what he presents to you, what he gives you. So do not only change the relation to it, but also, what are we looking at here in this external life? To change our observation.
It's a process that's constantly extending. We start with the thought that there is spiritual life, corporeal life. I invest in spirituality and the corporeal life for it to disturb me as little as possible. But the work is actually to take another bucket from the corporeal life and to pass it into the spiritual circle. Because actually this is only our inner problem that prevents us from seeing that anything around us is actually a pure spiritual action. The only problem is in our filter. So every time, as much as we can, with the help of the group, with the help of the wife, the group, the everything, to take something and pass it on to the spiritual side. Even those places that you thought that they have nothing to do with spirituality at all, you suddenly find out that it was all made for this purpose.
In the end, we can do this if we do it as something collective, as something that we're all in right now. And it's in each and every detail. We don't need to wait for big disturbances. It's like we read in the preparation passage, to anything that is not the peak of adhesion right now, we have to ask for the light.
Because it pains me that I can't turn the regular reality into a congress. I went 5 or 6 times over Rav's lesson from Saturday evening. And it says that the reality of the perfection and wholeness that we've revealed between the friends, we have to connect the lowest things in the world to it. That's our next degree. We're in our complete self-annulment in the workshop where we reveal the friends and wholeness and perfection. That is what we have to bring to the world and constantly bring it to the inner state. If we really do it now as a group, this is what Rav said about that this upcoming Saturday, good things will happen. Because this is the degree that we're... It's only my flaw that I can't do it, that by this I condemn the Creator, actually.
I thought in simplicity, it's just not to sympathize with my beast. It's this animal that I live with, but it's not me. The true me is within the friends. It doesn't matter where they are. And even to be proud that we have the opportunity from I don't know how many billions of people here with the friends and feeling the true reality with them. And thanks to the external disturbances, we can rise above, just like sportsmen, like spiritual athletes.
And to justify all the time, to justify the disturbances, the whatever that is. You call it disturbances, but an athlete, he knows that if this is an obstacle that he has to overcome, it will only draw him forward. So, to constantly be engaged in how do I justify the states that I go through. One thing that I still have a question about is how do I work with those obstacles that are revealed to me? It's part of the question, but I know that I can relate to them as, look what a real fortune you got. Okay, let's see. How do we progress with this? Usually the way I relate to it is, I'll get back to you.
If I won't be concerned about the friend that each and everything that he goes through, good and bad, that he'll see that it comes directly from the Creator as help made against thee to rise to the next degree. If I won't be concerned about the friend that he may forget about this, then he'll forget. We don't have any other choice but to grow accustomed of being in concern of each other until we reach the prayer of many, until the habit becomes a second nature. We have to increase this habit in the group to focus it, to sharpen it during the workshops, which is a great tool to highlight things that are important to us. But in the end of the day, if the friend won't care about me and I won't care about him, he won't be able to tie what's happening to him as coming from the Creator and help made against thee. And it seems that we have to be more and more focused on this, and not secondary and marginal and tasteless things.
So the question is to see how each state in life comes from none else besides him to progress me towards equivalence of form with the light. What I like about our workshops that every question that Ralph asks, it's a question that really stuns me. How stupid I am, and that I don't understand anything, and then when I hear the friends speaking, I understand that I have no hope in life but to serve you so that everything that you feel and understand will enter my heart.
Have we completed a circle? Yeah. So we have a real opportunity to take this connection that we're feeling now. I just want to share quickly that because we didn't have a workshop in the daily lesson for a long time, in the first few minutes I felt this kind of warmth that was a bit forgotten, but we have to take this warmth now to a degree where I accept upon myself to really exit my body in everything that happens to me. I no longer analyze it as what do I gain and lose, meaning I have to see that the state I'm going through is not this personal calculation, it's a general calculation, it's this soup. I'm not looking for the particular constituents, but how does the air feels to me. It's very hard to articulate, but just to decide that for an entire day I'm with it, and it's having an accurate timetable for the day and also the atmosphere that we give to each other during the day.
It's a long time now that we are in, how do you call it? That we're like in that aquarium. Like in a greenhouse. It's many days now that we're in this, meaning under the influence of the inner environment, inner goal, getting this infusion from the lessons, from the workshops, from everything that we go through. There was life before I came to the congresses, and there will be life after I go back to my day-to-day life, or I already went back. If we were talking about our friends that we see on our screens, how can I take a slate of paper and divide it in two and say that these are the, this is how my life was organized before the Congress, and these are the laws and ways of conduct by which I organize my life in the new way. What do I have to write down on the new half of the page compared to the old one? Is it clear to everyone how he changes life? However he can, of course.
עד כמה שהצורות החיצוניות שאנחנו כן יכולים לקבוע אותם לפי זמן תנועה מקום.
How much the external forms that we can determine according to time, place and motion, how we can change them in order for them to influence our inner states. So what does everyone think to change on the new half of the page compared to the old half of the page? Please, Akoka. You deserve changing, or? Please.
So, I would very much want to search for the influence of the light that reforms every moment. Just like that, to be a servant for the light.
What are we physically changing? And whatever we can. Not something that depends on the lights and vessels and who knows what in the heavens. But what I want, but what am I doing practically? Clear? From starting today or tomorrow, these are the changes I set in my day-to-day life for them to influence my inner states, please.
I would like to come at 9:30 in the morning and work in the factory.
I thought about it before I came here, and I was praying for advice from the friends for them to give me a change, because for them to push me to change, because for me things are stuck for a long while now. And now I can finally promise myself and you that I'll really work less and dedicate more time to the group, to our path. And not through email and, SMS or whatever, but really to connect. So maybe in this time that I have left here to get advice, how can I invest into the group, because it's a shame investing this precious time into things that even you're not succeeding in. So maybe it's something that we can do all together and then it'll work.
Two things. One, to really put the pen to paper and look at my daily schedule, which I always have in mind, but I never really sit and organize it like Rav tells us for years. You know, I do half an hour this and half an hour that. Why? Because I always think that I can do it, then I never do it. So to really have it down in writing, maybe for a day or two in a week at least, if not the entire week. And two, as a group, we said we're going to work on living much closer to each other, so it's a bit of a more long-term thing, but it forces many changes and preparations.
I'd like for you to recommend me, what should I change? What should I change in life? What can I change? Because as if I did what I can, and at some point I'm, letting myself off. If I look at my habits in the past, I think that they became loose, and I'd like to check what became loose and what can I strengthen. But the truth is, I put my trust in the changes you'll force me to take.
Yeah, I also know from experience that any change that I forced on myself personally didn't succeed. Only things that came from the group are most important. I'll say things that are not physical, but but to me they are, because it influences very much. After the conventions, there are two things that are very clear. One, there's no me. There's no thought about myself. Do I advance? Yes, not. Am I good or better or not? It doesn't exist in reality. Two, it's the lack of the friends in all over the world and all the world that we have to put them in a workshop and work with them every moment. And from this, it's clear to me that we have to go into dissemination like a bulldog, like an ox. It's very clear to me what is the lever that can transform our nation, at least, to something very different, things that became clear recently, and to get it into dissemination and not give up until at least our country changes, and from here it'll go to the entire world. And more simply, the workshops. Through the workshop, the contact with Rav and this work of from Rav to us and from us back to Rav, this is a cycle that must accelerate.
I'd see whether all I did till now isn't simply some kind of excuse that, no, okay, I'm doing enough, great, I feel good about it. There's always place to do more, and it's not examination of myself with myself, but to make it so that this examination will come from the group. I don't know if it's possible, but to be engaged more in social work that includes friends from the whole world, clearly, to come out of myself a bit more, feel the inner space between us.
First of all, I have to say some word about corporeality. No doubt, I spoke about this with Gad Israeli in length about how to tighten your corporeality, you know, not to mess things up, not to deal with nonsense. I put in too much energy on nothing. It's like full gas in neutral, and you know, it's enough with this nonsense. Just do effective things and not to, you know, drag things too long. So that's one, in order to clear more time, in order for and also for the mind to not be preoccupied with it. And secondly, to really throw myself into this matter of, what can I tell you? I'm in this radio thing, I'm there. We're always thinking about how to do something international in all languages and, you know, to implement things that we know are there. We just have to pick them up from the floor. It's already there. Just pick it up and start doing it. And there's a sense of great urgency regarding that, both within the group and outside.
On the personal level, I want to get married as soon as possible. I want to be more inside the factory environment for my life not to be divided into half corporeality and half factory. For me to extend everything that has to do with the sources, something that I can't get to at the moment because of lack of time. I'd like to extend the integral education something beyond the mere Kabbalistic studies that we're doing, the direct Kabbalistic studies,
socially, to aim the friends from the whole world clean, to the day-to-day ideology that Rav brings to the world through the morning lesson and other means.
And
I'd like to adapt what Niv says, that I'd really like to hear and absorb any piece of advice that the friends can give me. How to all the time be connected through iron chains to the internality of the group.
The question was, if you take a paper and you divide it to two parts, before and after, so what is the thing that is new on the after part? What's new to me is the recognition of the lowliness and power, lowliness and powerlessness in doing anything on my own, and the only goal of life being to serve you, to receive the desire to be like the light. So this is the practical thing I'm living with, to serve you in everything.
I can't find anything concrete that I can put on the page that won't disappear before I finish the sentence. I'm simply throwing myself in, and I'll do what you say. It's kind of a subjugation, but in terms of taking my entire essence in order to serve you, whatever the Creator has given me, tell me how to use it for your benefit, I'll do it. Tell me to work, I'll work. Rest. I need guidance from the center of the group. If I feel that we're connected, I can easily, even if it won't be easily, I'll be able to. For us to decide together who we are as a group.
All I can say is that above any doubt, those who want to meet the minimal conditions required for progress towards the goal must be in the daily lesson, gathering your friends, as you know, take part in dissemination as much as possible, maaseh, serving the group, these corporeal things, if he follows them and consistent with them, then we can already discuss how the group in return gives him, just like the conditions that Kabbalists gave us. They said, how do I connect to the group in order for the group to take care of me? And so look at what Rabash writes about these things. If we do that, and these are rules that are not determined by us or me, it stems from the spiritual system. If a person carries it out, at least these necessities, then he belongs to spiritual progress. The group influences him. If he doesn't carry it out, not participating in the lessons every day or the gathering of friends and going out to disseminate with them, surely he may be less free during the evening, yes or no, it depends. But he also pays maaser and maintains the group center and so forth. If he does these things, but in a necessary way, like an ox to the load, then the group influences him, and to some extent he's always searching for the lack to advance like an old man. The group forces him. But if he doesn't put himself to the service of the group, doesn't bow before the group, then certainly he will not advance in acceleration. Rather, who knows, from time to time he may go through some change until at the end of his life he'll see that he didn't make it in order to reach what's required. So, you really need to examine, do I carry out what the Kabbalists obligate me to? First of all, in a physical way, and then in return, I receive spiritual support. Okay. So, you should examine on a piece of paper what's before and what's after with respect to all of my order in life. So that we're constantly crouched like the old man that constantly looks for the lack for spirituality, and this will be our constant state of always looking for greater lack. And then the advancement will happen in acceleration. We're going back to the lesson. Please.